Bob Agnew in Washington. Pakistan is hoping to broker another longer-lasting ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran this week. Here's correspondent Philip Crowther in Islamabad.
Now, there's no doubt that people here are excited about the prospect of the arrival of delegations from the United States and Iran again, but they're also excited by the possibility of a Pakistani-mediated agreement between the United States and Iran.
The U.S. and allied forces have begun combat drills with the Philippines.
The United States and the Philippines have kicked off one of their largest combat exercises aimed at deterring aggression in Asia. The drills will last nearly 3 weeks, involving over 17,000 military personnel. The U.S. military says this deployment underscores its commitment to Asia. Despite the war in the Middle East, Japan and Canada are joining as full-time participants this year. The exercises will include mock battle scenarios and live fire maneuvers in areas facing the South China Sea and the Taiwan Strait. China has objected to the drills. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This week, the nation's capital is abuzz with the sound of scripture being read aloud at the Museum of the Bible. Every verse of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, being read aloud. President Trump's refusal to end a criminal probe of Jerome Powell, holding up confirmation of a likely replacement.
GOP Senator Tom Tillis is blocking confirmation of Kevin Warsh until the Justice Department drops its criminal investigation into Jerome Powell's renovation of the Fed's D.C. headquarters. Senate Majority Leader John Thune and other Republican allies of the president are also calling for an end to the probe. But this past week, Donald Trump doubled down and said the investigation will continue. Powell contends that the president is trying to intimidate him over interest rate policy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A new persecution report focuses on abductions.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that while many Christians are killed or physically abused for their faith, a large number are also kidnapped. Sometimes the kidnappers, often radical Muslims, want ransom from the victim's family. But often the person abducted is a young Christian woman who is then subjected to a forced marriage. GCR says Mexico had the most kidnappings over the last 2 years, followed by Nigeria and India. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the midst of the war in Iran, Christian ministries abroad continue to spread the gospel, and television is a big part of that. For two decades, Christian TV channels produced in the U.S. and Europe have made their way into Iranian homes. Thousands of satellite dishes dot the rooftops of Tehran and other Iranian cities, and they pick up signals that originate far beyond the country's borders, despite the government's official opposition. This is SRN News. There's been a string of arson attacks on Jewish sites in London. We get more from correspondent Donna Warder.
British police are investigating whether a string of arson attacks on Jewish sites in London are the work of Iranian proxies. Deputy Assistant Commissioner Vicky Evans of the Metropolitan Police.
The incidents are similar in nature. They have been arsons targeting Israeli and Jewish premises within London. Most have been claimed online by a group, Ashab al-Yamin, the Islamic movement of the Companions of the Right.
Audio courtesy of Sky. No one has been injured in the attacks. I'm Donna Warder.
And some advice if you're planning to book a flight anytime soon. Experts say booking earlier and staying flexible on your dates, destinations, and departure airports can help reduce costs. Packing light means avoiding rising baggage fees. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.